What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. The Fed raises interest rates for the second time this year. A metric that indicates industry growth? You decide. AAG CEO featured in Forbes magazine, and the Treasury Department piles onto the CFPB. You're listening to episode 470 for Monday, June 19th. Welcome back, folks, and thank you for joining us. Tis the season to raise interest rates, at least for the Federal Reserve. Last Wednesday, the Fed increased the federal funds rate another 0.25%, and that increased the target from 1% to 1.25%. That is the second of three expected interest rate hikes for this year alone. Now, they cited inflation declines, also increases in household spending, and a steady job market. The Fed voted nearly unanimously to increase the interest rate. Now, in March, the rate was increased from 0.75% to 1%. Now, if predictions do hold true, the Fed will raise rates at least one more time this year if the economy continues to recover. The federal funds rate influences interest rates across the spectrum, including credit cards, savings accounts, and yes, reverse mortgages. But the rates have been, in fact, historically low since we had the recession and housing crash. The Fed did try to jumpstart the economy with access to cheap and easy credit. In fact, they had the target at 0.25% from December 2008 through December 2015. Yes, for 7 years, money was cheap. The committee expects that the economic conditions will evolve in a manner that will warrant the gradual increase in the federal funds rate, said the Fed in their written announcement. The federal funds rate is likely to remain for some time below levels that are expected to prevail in the longer run. Now, for those that have been in the industry for some time, such as Shelley Giordano, the chair of the Funding Longevity Task Force, this is not the first time we have seen interest rate increases. In fact, when she first began in the HECM space, interest rates were around 9%. Giordano said, "I would not say that this is a mortal blow to have higher interest rates. We have had higher rates over the years." Now, today, the reverse mortgage industry, especially lenders, may be unable to offer some of the concessions that would give the borrower at least a break on some of the closing costs. And we are entering in a new era of at least interest rates adjusting to a more normal and realistic level. Does this metric indicate a rebound or at least steady industry growth? Well, you decide. It's well known that HECM or reverse mortgage endorsement numbers have been slow and, in fact, below the pre-financial assessment numbers. But the endorsement figures may not tell the entire story. Reverse Vision, the industry's leading loan origination software provider, says there may be signs of hope for the HECM industry. They have shown a 14% increase in their active user base between November 2016 and March of this year. Reverse Vision's Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Wendy Peel, says there is a more accurate indicator for the demand of reverse mortgages in the marketplace. Peel said, "I don't base what I'm doing on endorsements. What I'm finding in the industry right now is there's a lot of growth." Well, if we look at the number of individuals who have logged in, or at least are active users in Reverse Vision, it could reflect a shift or a diversification in the forward or traditional mortgage industry. There is an emerging partnership between forward and reverse lenders, and some lenders are actually practicing a new concept called generational lending. Generational lending focuses on having the lender and brokers look at the entirety of the potential borrower and the products that may be suitable. In some cases, the older borrower may be benefited from getting a HECM versus a traditional mortgage. AAG's CEO Reza Jahangiri was featured in a Forbes magazine article. It opens with the line, "This man has the answers to America's retirement crisis, and no one will listen." In the introduction of the article, it speaks to a person who really had a vision that may have been ahead of its time. Jahangiri first heard about reverse mortgages when he was attending Knight Law School at Loyola Marymount and also working on a medical screening startup company that he had started with his brother and his father. AAG was formed in 2004, and by 2007, Reza went all in investing his own money that he had raised from selling out his share of the medical business. Forbes reports that there's $145 billion in FHA-insured reverse mortgages, but the potential for home equity held by those 62 and older is huge at $6.2 trillion, while those that are in their 50s also have an additional $3 trillion. From the point of view providing a sustainable retirement for people in the future, this is going to be a very important component, says Robert Merton, an MIT professor and also a Nobel laureate in economics. John Gary says, "We were early to market. It's going to feel great years from now when we say we saw this coming and we doubled down on it." There's a lot of work involved for AAG, as Forbes reports that there were 500,000 individuals who called into AAG last year from their national television ads, but only 9,000 actually ended up getting the HECM loan. Another 3,000 were brought to AAG through their network of independent brokers and also community bankers. At some point in the future, reverse mortgages may be actually a popular thing to do when it comes to financing retirement. But until then, this sentiment from John Geary really encapsulates our current state. We're trying to give people financial stability through an underutilized asset, but it's an uphill battle, and there's still a perception issue, said John Geary. And in our last story, the Treasury Department is piling on with others for the CFPB, calling for change or actually perhaps the elimination of the controversial agency. Less than a week after the House of Representatives voted to strip the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's power as part of a regulatory rollback, the Treasury Department, they issued their own report and they recommended similar changes to the agency. Mnuchin's letter and report is part of the requested papers that President Trump had issued with his executive order in February. The CFPB's combination of an unaccountable structure and a broad, unchecked regulatory power is unprecedented, reads the report. And the Treasury Department recommends that the government transition the CFPB's oversight from a single appointed director to a multi-member board, or at least allow for the president to fire the director at will. Ironically, the CFPB director has more protection than the director of the FBI, as evidenced in the recent firing of Comey. The president must show cause to fire the CFPB director. The Treasury also calls for placing the CFPB's funding under congressional oversight, which could actually choke out the agency with a lack of funds. The CFPB was created to pursue an important mission, but its unaccountable structure and unduly broad regulatory powers have led to regulatory abuses and excesses, says the Treasury report. The Bureau's approach to enforcement and rulemaking has hindered consumer choice and access to credit, limited innovation, and imposed undue compliance burdens, especially on smaller institutions. With the CFPB firmly in the crosshairs of Republicans and the presidential administration, time will tell us just how much the agency will be curtailed and what powers will be stripped away. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMworld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.